Port Adelaide are off to the Cattery, where they haven't won since 2007. And our next guest, I'm not even sure if he's played in Geelong. Let's ask him. Lockie Jones is his name. Lockie, thanks so much for your time.
How we going?
You ever played in Geelong?
Nah, never.
What have you been told about it?
It's pretty cold. Told that the oval's pretty narrow. That's about it, to be honest.
Have you done anything differently to prepare for that? Like, from time to time, you can make out an oval shorter with some cones, and you can do some different things with your game style. Have you guys addressed it this week?
We spoke about it in a line meeting on Tuesday, but I assume we'll do something today in our main session to prepare ourselves for it. But I think most of the boys are aware of what GMHBA Stadium has.
Hey, Lockie, love the Guernsey Indigenous Round. They're always amazing. You got hold of this one, and take us through your design and everything it means to you, because it must be a nice honour to get given the privilege.
Yeah, obviously. Like you said, I was honoured to be able to design this year's Guernsey, and so the story behind it was to honour my nana, who passed away a couple of years ago. So she was part of the stolen generation. So as a kid, she was taken away from her family. So it was sort of tells a bit about her story and her journey from where she was born in Northern Territory to, she went to Alice Springs, to Melbourne, and then back home, sort of on the country land. I've got the brolga on the front. It's her totem animal, so that was sort of the centrepiece. And then the symbol in the front inside the V sort of show or represent like the places she went on her journey from up north to here in SA. As well as the people involved in the journey as well. So, and then there's a cool little piece on the back. Again, the brolga, and it's in the middle of a symbol that represents a meeting place, which means the brolga in its resting place. So obviously where Nana passing away, and people there too. People around Nana, and it sort of spoke about that being the end of her journey and like the beginning of mine. So pretty powerful little piece on the back of the Guernsey as well.
It's incredible, like such a striking Guernsey. You've done an amazing job. What sort of lady was she, Lockie, and how much of an influence has she had over your life?
Yeah, she was pretty huge in my life. Had a pretty good connection. And she was someone that would do anything for you. I mean, she was she had a stroke early in her life, so she was pretty immobile, so she could limit it to what she could do, but she'd always talk to you, and she'd do anything, buy you stuff. Couldn't do anything more for you. Probably one thing she got me into sort of country music, I guess, as well. She was huge for her music, so her and I used to love sitting down and just play CDs and stuff. So sort of a bit of passion there for music come from her.
Country music, who are we going for? Top artists?
There's a few, but she loved Johnny Cash and... Yes. There's a few others, sort of random bits and pieces, but I've got a few of her CDs now.
Yeah, very good. Lockie, let's talk about some footy. It's obviously been a really good month for the football club. You guys must be confident that things are back on track.
Yeah, it's been huge. Obviously, the first five games wasn't how we wanted to start, but yeah, over the last month, like you said, back on track, and I think ever since that, win up in Cairns, sort of pulled the boys back in line a little bit. Obviously, the list is looking healthy now as well. So almost back to a full list, which is nice. Like I said, the boys are moving well, and obviously a big game this weekend, but we go in with full confidence that we can get it done.
And speaking of health and all those types of things, your body this year, how's it going? You had your fair share of probably just little niggles last year, but this year it seems like, I mean, not that you've got it together, but perhaps have you learnt a few more things about your body, or are you just sort of playing into yourself a bit more?
Yeah, obviously, I think there's a bit of luck into it as well, but a lot of prehab before training, before games now to sort of reduce the chance of any of those injuries. So I think coming in last year, probably didn't have a great understanding about, the whole prehab side of things. So I think body was more prepared this pre-season, to combat NFL footy, which has been nice. So I haven't had any serious injuries or niggles so far, which has been good, and been able to play a game every week this year. So, yeah.
There's been a bit of talk this week about, I guess, the physical nature of the game. Luke Parker's little sledge on Dylan Scheel, and then the response that didn't come from Essendon. You're one player who seems to love it and love that aspect of it. I reckon you and Power Pepper, for young players, you in your second year, and Sam's been around for a while. Has that always been the case, or is that something that you fully developed into and started to embrace?
No, I've always loved that. As a kid, I was always pretty big, so I used to like to bully my way around. And obviously, it's a little bit different than probably ever since playing at Woodville in the league side. But I still embrace it, and I love it. Obviously, coming into the club last year, it was good to watch Pep go about it as well. So I sort of learnt a little bit about how he does it to try and improve mine. But, I guess once you see the ball just running a straight line, the best way at it, I think.
So do you now have to be conscious with the rules, though? Like, we've seen Marlon Pickett get a week this week, Rowbottom got a week for incidents that would used to have been pretty commonplace and no one sort of would bat an eyelid. Are you at all conscious of what you can and can't do, or you don't really think about it? It's more see ball, get ball.
Yeah, obviously got to be pretty careful about it, but I think I'm pretty sure a few of those incidents, players may not have been going for the ball, just lifting up early to take body, but I'm happy just to put my head down and go for the ball. So I think I'll have no troubles there with any umpiring issues. So, and we've been through a fair bit in the pre-season about the whole tackling, bumping, just getting low and hitting it. If you hear someone below the shoulders, you're probably in the clear as long as it's not well off the ball. Yeah, pretty smart about it, but at the same time, if ball's there to be won, head down, go for it.
Lachie Jones is with us from Port Adelaide. He's designed Port Adelaide's Indigenous Guernsey as a tribute to his nana. Did I hear you say this week that Choppy Pickett was your favourite?
Yeah, he was someone that I watched over the last few years. I watched his Byron Pickett's biggest hits with Here Comes the Boom in the background.
Good.
So, yeah, I think I found it a couple of years ago. Paulie Vandenberg shared it on Facebook.
That's right.
And I just saved it. And then, ever since then, I watch it before every game with Dan Davies and Tania Liquiz, which has been good. And, obviously, and like I said on the podcast with the Rockin' Raz, obviously can't do some of the things he got away with, but just that mentality of being a hard nut, I think, is huge to take away from it.
Hey, Lockie, before we let you go as well, mate, we're not betting men, but I don't know if you guys wrestle or whatever in the preseason. If I had to put my money on a match between Lachie Jones and Sam Powell Pepper, which way would I go?
probably go with Power Pepper with the experience at the minute, I reckon.
Just at the minute, though?
Yeah, for the time being, I reckon a couple more pre-seasons and we'll have another go.
Very good.
You put your selection cap on as a second-year player. Jonas, back this week, yes or no?
I'm pretty sure he gets out of health and safety protocols either today or tomorrow, so I'm not 100% sure how that'll go, but I know it'll be a key part if he comes back into the team. So for me, I hope he does, but that'll be up to the selection team.
All right. Well, is Lachie Jones playing Fantasia this week in a full game? Come on, off the fence. You got to pick the team.
Yeah, another one. Obviously, he was medical sub last week and unused. I mean, it's hard when the boys are winning and there's no injuries up forward. It makes it hard. So, yeah. Main session today. So, you know, anything can change by the end of the day. So, at this stage, no, probably not. But, you know, things could change in the next 2 days. Mm. So, I hope he does play. But in saying that, I don't want another boy to go down and give up a spot. So
Answer.
Hey, good answer, Lachie. It sounds like you've been doing this media thing for years and years.
just backing up me boys.
Good stuff.
Lachie, congratulations, mate. It's such a special occasion. Port Adelaide do it, I reckon, better than most in Indigenous round and have
it's
done
a great
it.
Great strip.
Longer and better than most have. So congratulations. Such a special day for you and your family, and hope you go out there and represent them like I know you will.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Lachie Jones from Port Adelaide, second-year player, already a fan favourite, plays the Port Adelaide way hard and tough. And, he's going to be frightening with what he's going to be capable of doing on the field in a couple of years' time, Hazy, when he just gets a bit more confidence in that body and he sort of develops even further.